on the music side, who you admire, I come back to when you have been 11, 12, 13 or something. Who was the person who you admired?
Well, when I was that young, it was really the music that my brothers played. And I'd pick out the stuff that I liked and listen to it with them. And
what kind of music they played?
They were into King Crimson at that time, and Pink Floyd, and Blind Faith, Fleetwood Mac, that sort of thing. They were the first, and the Stones, of course. I mean, these were really the first bits of contemporary music I was getting into, and the Beatles, obviously.
When you created your personal taste, who was being the people?
I think probably a little of everyone, especially traditional music, because that was what was happening in this house when I was tiny. And
what
I think
kind
that's
of traditional music?
English folk music, Irish folk music. My brothers were into playing it. And I think that had a very strong effect on me.
Child, It's of a pretty female, as you may understand. Their mind being bent for rambling unto some foreign land. She dressed herself in sailor's clothes, or so it does appear, and she hired with a captain to serve him for a year. The captain's wife, she being on board, she seemed in great joy to think her husband had engaged such a handsome cabin boy. And now and then she'd slip him a kiss, and she would have liked a toy. But it was the captain found out the secret of the handsome cabin boy. Her cheeks, they were like roses, and her hair all in a curl. The sailors often smiled and said he looked just like a girl. But eating of the captain's biscuit, her color didn't destroy, and the waist did swell of pretty Nell, the handsome cabin boy. It was in the Bay of Biscay our gallant ship did plow. One night among the sailors was a fearful flurry and row. They tumbled from their hammocks, for their sleep it did destroy, and they swore about the groaning of the handsome cabin boy. Oh, doctor dear, oh, doctor, the cabin boy did cry. My time is come, I am undone, and I shall surely die. The doctor come running and smiling at the fun. To think a sailor lad should have a daughter or a son. The sailors, when they saw the joke, they all did stand and stare. The child belonged to none of them, they solemnly did swear. And the captain's wife, she says to him, my dear, I wish you joy, for it's either you or me has betrayed the handsome cabin boy. So each man took his tot of rum, and he drank success to trade. And likewise to the cabin boy, who was neither man nor maid. Here's hoping the wars don't rise again, our sailors to destroy. And here's hoping for a jolly lot more like the handsome cabin boy.
Slow goes slow. All right, now do the low, yo, 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 yo. Now do the low, yo, 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 yo. Like that girl standing on the corner, trying to get a ride to the other side. underneath, all she had to do was move her pretty feet and do the low yo 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 yo. All right, baby, do your low yo yo with all your stuff. Now, baby, do your low yo yo stuff. It's in your beanie, whether you're long, tall, short or skinny. Sometimes it's rough. You mean to tell me it's that low yo-yo stuff? Low yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo. Fast goes fast, slow goes slow.
Bye. out at me 9 months and better. If fairly won my heart, wrote me a letter. With his hammer in his hand, he looked so clever. And if I was with my love, I'd live forever. And where is my love gone, with his cheeks like roses, and his good black billycock on, decked with primroses? I'm afraid the scorching sun will shine and burn his beauty. And if I was with my love, I'd do my duty. Strange news is come to town, strange news is carried. Strange news flies up and down that my love is married. I wish them both much joy, though they don't hear me. And may God reward him well for slighting of me. What did you promise when you sat beside me? You said you would marry me and not deny me. If I said I'd marry you, it was only to try you. So bring your witness, love, and I'll never deny you. Oh, witness have I none, save God Almighty. And he'll reward you well for slighting of me. Her lips grew pale and wan, it made her poor heart tremble, to think she'd loved one, and he'd prove deceitful. Thank you.
not for my darling as I would for my life. But they would not heed me, although a fond wife, saying the king must have sailors to the wars he must go. And they've left me lamenting in sorrow and woe. Through woods and green meadows we oft times have walked, and a fond recollections together have talked, where the lark and the blackbird so sweetly did sing, and the lovely thrush's voices made the valleys to ring. Now although I'm forsaken, I won't be cast down. Who knows but my true love someday may return, and will make me amends for my trouble and strife, and me and my jewel will be happy for life.
Thank you. he fell in love with a swan. Her eyes were filled with feathers, he filled her with song. In the reedy river, in the reedy river, she in her boat, long hours, he in his royal plumage, she threw him some flowers. In the reedy river, in the reedy river, black was the night and starry. She loosened off her garments and let fall her hair. In the reedy river, in the reedy river, sadly they mourn and sigh, whilst in evening twilight two swans glide and fly o'er the reedy river.
one wear the hats? Can one wear feather hats? Concentrate on irate hats, radiate from hats, when sated vacant hats. Glass of open water, illicit wine, and the water trapped a hat.
Thank you. شم خدا کانی لامازی
Three men come out of the west, their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn vow, John Barleycorn should die. They plough, they sow, they harrowed him and throwed clods upon his head. And these three men made a solemn vow, John Barleycorn was dead. They let him lie for a very long time, till the rain from heaven did fall. And little Sir John sprung up his head, and that amazed them all. They let him stand till midsummer, and he growed both pale and wan. Then little Sir John, he growed a long beard, and so became a man. They hired men with a scythe so sharp to cut him off at the knee. And poor little Johnny Barleycorn, they served most barbarously. They hired men with the sharp pitchforks to pierce him to the heart. And the loadery served him worse than that, for he bound him to the cart. They wheeled him all around the field, a prisoner to endure. And in the barn, poor Barleycorn, they laid him upon the floor. They hired men with the crabtree sticks to cut him skin from bone. And the miller, he served him worse than that, for he ground him between two stones. I'll make a boy into a man into an ass. I'll change your gold to silver, lads, and your silver into brass. I'll make the huntsman hunt the fox with never a hound or horn. I'll bring the tinker into jail, says old John Barleycorn. Oh, barley wine is the choicest drink that was ever drunk on land. It'll make a man do miracles by the turning of his hand. You can tip your brandy in a glass, your whiskey in a can. But Barleycorn and his nut brown ale will prove a stronger man.
Still alive, it'll be those